from Storyflow. This is your daily audio brief for July 18th. Hey Chloe. July 18th. 10 stories. 1 trial. 3 reviews. 6 takes. You can actually use. Let's get into it. First, from Motherhood Musings. Caramel apples, a Halloween tradition. I'm glad you asked about caramel apples. Here's the quick rundown. The piece is a personal recipe share, not a study. So think of it as a tried and true kitchen guide, rather than scientific evidence. The author makes about 50 apples each Halloween, using Granny Smith's, brown sugar, milk, butter, a pinch of salt, and vanilla. Then whisks the mixture for 10 to 15 minutes until it thickens. The key steps: prep the apples, insert sticks, heat the caramel to a boil for 2 minutes, whisk until glossy fades, then dip quickly before it hardens. A friend helps hold each apple while the other drips excess caramel, making the process smoother. If you try it, double the recipe, except the salt, for a larger batch, and enjoy the sweet tart combo that kids love. Happy Halloween. Next, second, from Motherhood Musings. Motherhood Musing: am I an old-fashioned kind of parent? Faffo parenting, F around and find out, is a style that lets kids feel the natural consequences of their choices. The idea is simple. Warn them, then step back and let the outcome teach the lesson. Whether it's getting wet without a raincoat or learning to retrieve a misplaced toy. The approach leans on the belief that experiencing real-world results builds resilience and respect for boundaries, without turning the home into a punitive arena. Parents still talk through the incident afterward, keeping the relationship warm and collaborative. Proponents say this method reduces the need for constant catering, making family meals and daily routines smoother and less stressful for everyone. Up next, third, from Motherhood Musings, 10 clever ideas I discovered while photographing homes for our book. Hey, I just got back from shooting 24 family homes across LA, London and the Northern Rivers, and a bunch of simple ideas kept popping up. Adding cushions to dining chairs makes meals linger longer. A full wall cork board turns a hallway into a living bulletin board for art, notes and calendars. Kids love having their own linen-covered cork in their rooms, and keeping board games near the table nudges them into play. Wall-mounted shelves and a curtain. And then. Fourth, from Motherhood Musings. November. Updates. Here's what I'm reading, watching, eating, enjoying this month. I'm feeling the November rush too. School's wrapping up, graduations, concerts, and a calendar that looks like a marathon. Between Quinn's high school ceremony and Marlowe turning 13, I'm carving out tiny pauses. A post-dinner walk, a few minutes with a book, or just sitting with the dog's ears. Jodie Wilson's new book, A Brain That Breathes, feels like a gentle reminder to keep breathing. I just got back from the US launch of our own book, signed copies at Diesel Bookstore in Santa Monica, and spent a relaxed evening with my old friend Belinda watching Nobody Wants This. The local soccer league is back, and even though we've lost a couple of games, it's nice to be on the field with other mums. Reading lately? I finished My Friends by Frederick Backman on the plane. Nice, but not a favourite. And We All Want Impossible Things, which is heavy, but full of humour and tenderness. I'm eyeing Maggie O'Farrell next. If you're up for a virtual motherhood chat, I'm planning a Zoom on Friday the 14th at 7 a.m. AEDT, 8 p.m. London, noon LA. It's a paid subscriber thing, but I love how those sessions spark real conversation. Let me know if you'd like to join or have topics in mind. Next, fifth, from Motherhood Musings, quinoa with roasted veggies. A quick reminder that I'm hosting an online conversation on Zoom tomorrow. We're coming with questions to ask and answer, experiences to share, and it will be a beautiful gathering of mamas. Join me at 7 a.m. AEDT Friday. Link to join is at the bottom of this post. If you're not a paid subscriber, it's not too late to upgrade and join us. Hope to see you there. Geeks. One morning last week, Michael saw our jar of quinoa on the shelf, realised it's been a while since we made anything with quinoa, and decided to soak the quinoa all day to be ready to cook for dinner that evening. Up next, 6th from Motherhood Musings. Watch the recording. This month's Motherhood Conversation. Huge thanks to the women who tuned into our online conversation this morning. It was so wonderful to see you all there. Some new and familiar faces. I loved getting to chat and connect with everyone. In this conversation, we each took turns sharing one of the biggest joys of our current stage of motherhood, along with a current challenge we're experiencing. And then, 7th, from Motherhood Musings, some favourite Christmas decorations. Here in Australia, we don't have Thanksgiving standing in the way of starting Christmas early. And yet I still hold off until December 1st, despite my children's pleas. You gotta give these kids something to look forward to, right? But come December, the box of Christmas decorations comes out, and it's always such a sweet reminder of all the cherished things we've collected over the years. Many that come from little shops and Christmas markets in Europe. Sigh. I thought I'd share some favourites with you below, in case you're looking to add to your collection of Christmas decorations. We have next 8th from Motherhood Musings. When life gets really busy, here's how I cope. It's a busy time of year. Christmas is looming, the school year is wrapping up, and even our kids are feeling stressed with exams and end-of-year performances. This past weekend, we had a moment in our house where one teenager was crying because she was confused about her science exam study notes. Another teenager was complaining about period cramps. One child, Wilkie, was begging relentlessly for a laboo-boo. Help! Another child was complaining about Wilkie, and I had just realised the kids had left the freezer door open all night, and everything inside was thawed out and dripping water. Up next. 9th. From Motherhood Musings. My friend Natalie Walton shares 5 things she's loving right now. If you've been following along for a while, my good friend Natalie Walton will not really require an introduction. We've been friends for a long time, since she joined as a regular contributor to the Baby Tino blog in 2009. I lived in London and she lived in Sydney. And then, 10th, from Motherhood Musings, here's what's on my children's Christmas lists. I couldn't resist showing a few photos from Christmas mornings past, back when all my kids wore matching jammies. Every year in the run-up to Christmas, we ask the kids to create Christmas lists and to write down their gifts in order of preference. I'm always pleasantly surprised by how realistic their wish lists are in terms of their wants. And it's helpful to have a list of specific items, especially when it comes to the teens. This past weekend, all the lists were taped up on our fridge, and I started my Christmas shopping. That's the read. Small inputs, compounding results. Back tomorrow. New here? Grab your own free feed at storyflow.com. It only takes a few seconds.